Welcome to Sexy Secrets, a podcast about body confidence, relationship magic, kink, and sex. Here I share stories and tips from my life to help you get what you want in and out of the bedroom. I am your host, Marion-Chloé Tess, French love coach for women and your pleasure advocate. Let's get started. Hello, we are back for another episode, much more recently than the previous ones, so yay, a victory in itself. Today I want to do something a bit different. I want to share with you five things I do daily in my self-love routine. So I won't spend too much time over it. We all know self-love is not only important, it's essential because we need to fill our own cup before being able to offer any kind of support, any kind of love to other people. You know that, I think. I don't need to spend more time on that. So let's get right into the five tips. These are things I do every day. This is my current routine. It might change tomorrow, it might change in a month, but today I find that this works for me. And it's not something I spent time kind of theorizing about or writing down and being like, oh yes, I will do that. It's just things that I just spontaneously started doing, experimented with, and at the moment, these are the things I'm doing. So without further ado, let's jump straight into it. The first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is tell myself, I love you. And I'm just feeling a bit, you know, like I'm smiling and a bit giggling over here because I know it sounds very cheesy and yet it's so important. So the same way that I like to say I love you really early in the morning or, rectification, the same way I like to say I love you to my partner when I wake up, which may not be in the morning, I prefer and I want, well, it's not like I prefer, it's like I do both, you know, it's not either or. What I like to do is, you know, when I get up, it doesn't matter if I'm like very sleepy or I'm feeling really energized and rested. When I go to the bathroom and I pour some water in my eyes, I'll look at myself and I say, I love you or I love me. And sometimes I'll do it in French. It doesn't really matter, but I really, really like to start my day looking at myself and being like, hey, you are the most important person in my life. And so I say hi to you and I start my day by giving you words of affirmation, which is my number one love language. So yeah, that's what I do. I also do it at the end of the day. I'll tell you a bit more about my evening routine afterwards. But yeah, I mean, as I've just said, like words of affirmation are really, really important for me. And if they are for you, if you've already taken the test of the five love languages, if you haven't, I highly, highly recommend it. Just look at it on the internet. Five love languages. It's been very, very helpful in learning how I communicate my love and how I like to receive it. So words of affirmation, Ima, is my top one. So it really makes sense that I would express my self-love through this channel as well. And as I'm saying that, I'm looking at the neighbor mowing his lawn over the edge. I'm in a new room today. I'm in my craft room. I moved around a bit, so I have different views. Anyway, back on track. Yeah, saying I love you to myself when I wake up and then right before I go to sleep, same, you know, I'm in the bathroom, I'm undressing, I'm just preparing for the night. I look at myself and I say, I love you or I love me and you've done a good job today. And it doesn't matter if ultimately my mind thinks I've done a good job or not. I actually make a point of telling myself I have done a good job on this day if I have been feeling especially unproductive or crappy, because the most important thing we all know, I hope, if you're listening here, isn't to do things and to be productive, but it's just, you know, to feel good and loving and at peace. Being a manifestor, peace is my number one kind of goal when it comes to how I feel. And saying I love you to myself really helps. And once more, you know, we are the most important people in our lives, and it is important to honor that. So that was number one. Let me have a sip of tea. All right, number two. What I like to do before going to sleep. So I'm in the bathroom. Let's take you with me. I'm in the bathroom and I'm undressed, I'm naked, and what I like to do is look at myself in the mirror, say I love me, I love you, you've done a good job, and then I'll run the tips of my fingers over all my bodies. So I'll start with my ankles and like bending over and then like kind of putting my fingertips, running them all around like my calf and my thighs and my hips and my bum and my arms and my chest and all of that. And basically kind of calling in this energy of gratitude or love, and I say thanks. I say thanks to my body for carrying me through the day. And it sounds really hippie, last time saying it. I've never shared any of that before to anyone else. I'm pretty sure Mark doesn't know that I'm do like so I do half of these things. Yeah, pretty sure he doesn't. And he doesn't have to, you know, obviously. I do think, however, that it's interesting to share what I'm doing, which is what I'm, you know, which is why I'm doing it. Anyway, so I run my fingertips all over my body. Like if you have an experience of tantra, is something that people do, just really kind of going slow, you know, more or less slowly depending of, you know, on the day, on how quickly I want to go to bed, final step or not. And yeah, and really, I'm really trying to, as I do that, I really focus on bringing the energy of gratitude towards my body, because I'm like everyone else, right? In the way that some days I look at myself in the mirror and I don't like my, you know, what I'm saying, because maybe at the moment I'm kind of fixating over my arms, or you know, maybe I've, you know, I gained a bit of weight, or maybe I haven't, or maybe there is some hair, you know, like the whole thing that we usually kind of complex about, which aren't really rooted in anything else but, you know, societal beauty standards. But anyways, that's another topic. So no matter how I feel about my body at this specific time, at this specific moment, I always give it thanks. Even if my back is hurting, even if like I feel like medically, healthily, it's not going as well as I wanted it to be. It's for me a great reminder that I am not a machine, and even if my body does have limitation, like all bodies do, it's all right, and it has done his job of carrying me through the day, and for that I am enormously grateful. So that's number two. Number three, we're alternating kind of between evening and morning. Number three, something I like to do, it's kind of the same spirit of like kind of conjuring good feelings, is when I put some oil on my face. So I did moisturizer and cream, like, I don't know, probably like 5 years ago, 4 years ago, because they're full of crap. So now I put oil on my face, specifically black seed oil, because it works well with my pretty skin. So I'll have my shower, and then when I put some oil in my hand, I kind of warming up in my hands, and then apply it on my face. And then I recently got a rose quartz roller and gua sha in rose quartz as well, which you probably have seen over the internet because they're becoming very trendy and fashionable lately. It's basically, well, the roller is like a roller with crystal quartz. I really use it for a face massage because it just feels good to massage my face, basically. And then the gua sha is more of a kind of a sculpting tool that I use to drain also all the lymphatic fluid and everything. So that's about the extent of what I know. I watched a couple of videos on YouTube and I really like it. And I like that it's rose quartz because rose quartz is a crystal of love and self-love and all of that. So I got that like about a month ago for my birthday. And while I do that, it is. So like what I like to do in general with habits, and especially when it comes to self-love habits, is kind of adding it to things I already do. Because, I mean, nobody's got time to do like 100 things every day for self-love, adding things. I mean, maybe you do, and good for you. But what I like to do is maximize efficiency in my positive, making feel good habits. So while I put some oil on my face, while I massage my face with the first, you know, rose quartz roller and the gua sha and all of that, what I'll do is also think about how awesome my life is and how everything I want is about to come to reality. So at the moment, I've been really thinking about how I want my business to be, how I want it to feel, because it's for me. So you have kind of two types of people. You have people who prefer and need to really visualize things specifically, and you have people who need to really feel into the emotion. And when you go deep into human design chart, you can know for sure which kind of person you have, but I mean, you already probably do it anyways. So for me, it's really feeling into the feeling. So I'll be thinking about how I feel when my business is where I want it next to be, and how it will feel in my body, how proud I will be, how grateful I am, how happy I am. So I get to have all of these experiences, all of these opportunities, how joyful I am, so that I have a puppy, because I want to get a puppy soon. I think sometime next year. So I really, really kind of conjure once more all of these feelings, and as I do that, like I'm rolling, imagine me like rolling stuff on my face at the same time, and the more I do, like the more I think about the good things, the more I actually have a smile on my face. And I think it's a great way to like start my day, or like have a break during my day, because sometimes I use shower as like a break during my day. I think it's great to really feel into that and really kind of take a step back of like, yes, I'm grateful for everything I have already, and I am grateful for everything that's coming for us very soon. And ultimately, I'm okay. You know, as in like, my life is amazing. I have an amazing partner. I love myself. I have everything I need. Not everything I want, but you know, that's also kind of the point of life, to like, you know, not get things, but like accomplish things. And yeah, it really gets me in a good mood to like, yes, take a step back, and no matter how, you know, once more crappy or sad or angry I might feel, I really, really try to do that once a day. I didn't today, I'm thinking about it, because I was really hungry and I wanted to eat food. So I didn't take the time to do that, but I will do it tonight, you know, and that's fine. And I'm sharing this routine with you in hopes that it inspires you to create your own routine. You might borrow some of the things I'm doing in my day, you might not. It's absolutely up to you. Obviously, it's your life. You know what's best for you. But yeah, I think my top advice would be to, instead of trying to add things to the list of things that you do on a daily basis, because your life is probably very busy, it's trying to do either less, or as in adding more space into your day. And I'll get back to that on point five. I'm not gonna get ahead of myself here. So either doing that or adding things to what you already do. So for example, it could be thinking about positive feelings while you're in your shower, you know, instead of thinking of work, instead of, because our mind, I think I read somewhere that on any given day, 90% of our thoughts are the same as they were the day before. 90% were the same as they were the day before. And I remember reading that and being like, what? So like, yes, there is 10% of new thoughts, but basically it means like we're running in our head in circle and thinking about the same things. And most of us are actually thinking about problems that might arise, worries, things we don't have the answer to. So basically it's like, yeah, running in circle in our head, like headless chicken, you know, and nobody likes doing that. So I think a really, really good way to take back your power over your mind, over your worries, over anything that's in your way, is really intentionally taking time to focus on the positive thoughts and positive things happening in your life. And that doesn't mean, obviously, that doesn't mean that you can't have a crappy day. It doesn't mean that your negative feelings aren't welcome. Like, all the opposite.
it can be both. Maybe not at the same time, but it can be both. And maybe one day you're like, no, I actually want to fill into my sadness. I want to fill into my grief. I want to fill into my anger. And I don't want to think positive thoughts because it's scribe and everything's scribe and all of that. And that's fine. You know, I'm never, never a partisan of skipping our feelings. If you know me, you know that's all the opposite. Feel those feels, all right? And also realize that feelings aren't the truth and that you can actually control your mind. So you can be a positive person and it doesn't mean you have 100% of positive thoughts in any given time period. It might be 55%, it might be 51%, you know, it might be 40%, like it doesn't really matter. What matters is your willingness to see things positively, because if you see things positively, then your mind is going to think that more is possible. I shared that in my last newsletter, something I've been reading in my studies of hypnosis and hypnotherapy about how our mind, our brain and nervous system works. So your brain thinks in images, which is why when you dream at night, and sometimes it might have happened to you, you have like a bit of an intense hectic dream and you wake up and you still feel a bit frazzled, you know, by the energy. You're like, oh, I had a bad dream, and kind of keeps going with you during the day because you know it hasn't happened, but your subconscious thinks it has because you were dreaming about it. So that's kind of a more negative, you know, depending on your dream, example. A positive example would be, once more, intentional visualization. So what I've been saying about like manifestation people or more visual people or more into the feeling, yes. So that's something specific to manifestation in the spiritual sense of the word. And then in general, it never hurts to positively think about things. And it might be through images, it might be through like anything, but that's why, you know, athletes, like Olympic athletes do that. That's why pilots do that. Or visualize ahead, because if you close your eyes and you can imagine it, and if you do it enough, but even once is like super powerful, but if you do it enough times, then your mind, especially your subconscious mind, becomes convinced that you've already done it. And so when it comes to actually doing it, it's like, oh, it's easy, we've done that already. And we've done that and we know the outcome, which is winning the race because you've been picturing yourself doing that, or giving this presentation because you've been, you know, repeating yourself and picturing yourself, how you were going to go on stage, how you were going to address your audience, how you are going to answer questions and deliver your speech and whatever. So your mind already knows how it's going to go. So it's, you have kind of a red thread, like a rough outline, that was the word I was looking for, a rough outline of how things are going to go. And that doesn't mean you're like going to be rigid about it, like, no, it has to go this way or because I visualized it. No, but it's really to put your mind into a feeling of peace, calm, and I've got this. You know, I've got this, I've done that. One of the things I repeat myself, once more in the mirror, I really think that mirror work is really, really powerful. And once more, I am a sucker for words of affirmation. So one of the things I will tell myself before I have like an interview or before I do something that stresses me a bit, even if just like going on a long drive on somewhere I haven't been before, I look at myself and I tell myself, you can do it because you've already done it. And you know, behind that you can put kind of deeper spiritual meaning, like this is your future self reaching out to your now self. And sometimes I do that, being like, hey, future self, can you step in here and guide the way and help, you know, show me the way and remember how it was when you first did it. You know, this kind of thing, like asking for support spiritually. But even just on a very, just on a very rational level, subconsciously, this absolutely works. And that's why I do it. All right, I'm gonna have another sip of tea. I'm drinking English breakfast tea today. It is as you would expect. Stay tuned for more tea reviews coming up in the next podcast episode, or not. So, thinking happy things. I think I went on a tangent here. I think it was interesting. Anyway, back on the self-love routine. So, number four, I'm going to do a teasing. Number four is something that I didn't know if I wanted to share, to be honest. Because it is very personal, it is very intimate, and yet I do think I will share it because... You know how I like when, you know, things are a bit taboo and, you know, unsaid and all that. So, number three was putting on my face and thinking happy things. Number four, usually after I put all on my face, I will take some more oil and I will actually rub it on my pussy. I did tell you that it was quite intimate, so you've been forewarned. And I do that because... My pussy, just like any part of my body, but especially my pussy, because it wants more of all the societal kind of standards of like, you know, your pussy isn't pretty, or it doesn't smell good, or you shouldn't touch it, or it's only here for sex, or it's only here for giving birth, or, you know, like, there are so much pressure on this beautiful part of our bodies. So what I'll do is actually, the same way I rub, you know, lovingly so all on my face, I will do it on my pussy. And when I do that, I will tell her that I love her. And I think it's a beautiful ritual because, I mean, I won't go too much into detail over like how powerful our pussy is on, you know, like a physical level. Emotionally, it holds a lot. Spiritually, it's like some people think it's the center of creation, especially your cervix. I do have a whole course about that that I think I will bring forth again at some point. That's called Parapussy. I don't know when, but you know, it is here in the background. So our pussies are incredibly powerful, and yet they tend to be overlooked. And the same way that sometimes at night I like to rub some oil onto my feet because I want to, because it feels good, because it smells good, because I put some essential oils in it, usually lavender. And as a way to like be like, yeah, well, you've been carrying me all day, so thank you. I do the same for my pussy because my pussy is just here. She's here for sex. She's here for peeing. She's here for like a lot of other physical things. And sometimes I feel like she's a bit overlooked. So this is my way of showing her, look, I'm paying you some attention. I know you're here. I love you. I love you. I love you. And the added benefit is, so I put, if you decide to give it a try, I would say like, you don't obviously once more do whatever you want. I do think that this one, yeah, I want to invite you to do it at least once and see how it feels. Just the touch of your pussy, not just like cleaning, you know, like, quickly or like because it has to be done, but surely doing something intentionally for her or for it, depending on how you call it. You don't even have to call it pussy. You don't even have to talk to her. You can do whatever you want. But I really like to do that. I do it with some oil. I know my oils. I know my essential oils, so I know what to put and what to not put. For my pussy specifically, I put the same oil as on my face actually, which is black seed. Black cumin seed. Now I think it's called Nigella oil in French, which I think the equivalent is black seed oil. You can also do that with coconut oil, just so you know, because it might be a bit more handy. Or you can do that with like any kind of oil you have. Just check online that it's, you know, quite safe for your pussy beforehand, because there are sensitive parts of our body that tend to absorb, so like, you know, just like your mouth or your nose, it's porous, so it tends to absorb what you put on it, which is why I only put pure oil, which, you know, I normally like much more. I know my way around oil, so I know it's good. the good thing, the extra benefit that comes from rubbing your pussy with oil like black seed or coconut oil, is that both of them are antifungal, I think you say in English. Basically, they prevent yeast overgrowth. So I know once more there is a huge taboo around talking of yeast infections, and I've had so many over the years, especially since I had my sexual debut, since I started my sex life. I've had like so many, like at some point it was just like every month, every 2 months, it was awful. And I've always felt a lot of stigma around that because it's, you know, once more, for me, it was kind of reinforcing the belief that my pussy was dirty and there was something wrong with it and something to be ashamed of. And obviously, that is not true, all right? Having a yeast infection on your pussy is the same as having a cold on your nose. You don't go and look at your nose being like, you stink, well, basically, because you can smell it. But, you know, like, insulting it because it's not doing your job, or because your nose should be ashamed, or, you know, like, don't tell anyone you have a cold. It's the same. It's exactly the same. It's just on a different part. And so, yeah, coconut oil, black seed oil tend to be really, really good for kind of balancing the pH of this part of your body. Once more, check online on different sources what would be best for you. I'm no medical professional. I'm just telling you what I'm doing, and it's been working. So I do find to have less yeast infections when I do that. And I think it's the combined effect of, yes, using oil, and also actually showing my pussy some love. Because I think that if I go a bit more into the emotional, spiritual kind of aspects of illnesses, and especially yeast infection, for me, it usually happens, well, when I'm tired or when I've had antibiotics, kind of more like understandable things, things that make sense, but also when I haven't really paid my pussy any attention. And it may be that your pussy just needs a bit of love and care, a bit of TLC, you know? I do feel it helps. So once more, give it a try if you want to. And I think that's all for point number 4. I'm gonna have a sip of tea again. So I think I was going on a tangent, and I don't know if I finished the loop. Basically, better for yeast infection because, yeah, so one thing that I don't remember her name. I do remember her Instagram and handle, which is My Orgasmic Life on Instagram. Then she was sharing something in her stories probably 2 months ago, asking if people had yeast infections. So she talks about, you know, sex and basically sex and orgasms. And she was asking people on her stories if they had ever had yeast infections or had currently, and the huge majority, I think it was like 60-80%, said yes. And I remember her saying like, oh wow, you've got some angry pussy. And it stuck with me because it felt true. It felt true in me, so the light. But joke aside, it really felt like this is something that has happened to me because of not paying enough attention. And you know, I know there is a huge debate onto like, do you manifest your illnesses and how can you say that? And it's really, you know, like something not nice to say and all of that. And I do think that some illnesses just happen because they happen. I also think that some illnesses or pains happen as a way for our bodies to signal that something isn't right. And when I did my hypnotherapy training, my teacher shared with us, well, my teacher chose me, this group, that 80% of illnesses were basically somatized, which means something that happened in your life, in your mind, and then kind of goes onto the body. Because whatever feeling you're not feeling, whatever stress going on in your life, it all goes down to your body. And I think we know that, we know enough at the moment to know that. So I thought that was a very interesting observation. I'm going on a lot of tangents here. I thought it was going to be like a nice and quick podcast episode. Obviously not, but I'm having fun. All right. I'm not going to clap my hands because you're going to hate me because I have a new microphone and picks up a lot of things. So I'm going to like almost clap my hands. Right. Number five. I was doing the four with my fingers. Number five on my self-love routine I'm doing currently is spending quality time with myself. And quality time is one of the other love languages. So we have words of affirmation. I was saying, you know, I love you. Physical touch, running my hands all over my body, putting, you know, my hands on my face or on my pussy. And then quality time. And I think, and then you have acts of service and gifts to complete the list. But I think, because I've just realized that, looking at my list right now, words of affirmation, physical touch, and quality time are my top love languages. So it's no wonder that they all make an appearance somehow during my day. Spending quality time with myself is so important for so many reasons. On a human design perspective, if you're familiar with it, I have a lot of empty, undefined centers, which mean there are centers in which I tend to not only mirror but amplify the energy of other centers, other people's centers around me. Which means I soak up a lot of energy that isn't mine, which is all, you know, very interesting. For example, my emotional center is undefined, which means that I can very, very accurately feel how other people are feeling. And sometimes more than they do. It's happened several times that I could feel that someone is feeling this way without them being aware of that. And how did I know I was right? Because I know. I just know. And sometimes they've told me afterwards, I think. But mainly just a knowing, you know. So all of that to say, that's good, being an empath, you know, as like an umbrella term, being highly sensitive is a gift, and it also means I need to spend time in my own energy. And why not make the best out of it and actually enjoy some quality time for myself? And quality time can be anything from, I don't know, going shopping to going for walks to having a nap to doing some crafts to anything. It doesn't matter, it only matters what you want to do. And chances are you already do it by yourself, and if not, well, just do it, right? Top advice. So yeah, quality time for me would be at the moment going for walks. I am trying to go at least once a day. I haven't really been once a day this week, but like once every couple of days, go down the lane in the village, go to the woods and like just have a walk over there. I have no phone, I have no one else, it's just me and the woods, and I love it. You know, like it's always kind of a struggle to like leave home. I'm a Taurus sun and Cancer rising, and I just love being at home. And yet once I'm out, I feel just so much better. Obviously being in nature is amazing for you on so many levels, like physically, emotionally, spiritually. Emotionally, like all four levels. So yeah, spending time having walks, and in general spending time being in my own energy. So what I've been doing this week as well is just hanging out in bed by myself, just letting myself have a nap and then maybe masturbate and then fall asleep, and just without thinking about doing anything else, without thinking about plans, just being in the flow and being with myself, which also means less social media. Yes, we all know it's not good for us. So instead of trying, I've always liked the saying that says, instead of trying to suppress a habit, try and add a new one. So for example, if you want to quit smoking, don't focus on quitting smoking, but focus on going for a run or doing physical exercise during the day. If you want to eat healthier, don't focus on reducing the amount of sweet or food, you know, fat food or whatever, you know, and I'm not making any judgment on any kind of food, but like, don't focus on what you already eat, but focus on adding more fruits and fibers and anything you choose to eat that you consider yourself healthy. I think it's a really good way to shift the focus and once more to focus on the positive, actionable things. All right, I think we have reached the end of the list. One thing that I also want to talk to you about today is how, so I've been mentioning positive thinking and how you can actually change your thoughts in the episode. If you want to get more in depth about that, if you actually want to have some help and support from someone like me to help you actually change these patterns in your head on a subconscious level where all the magic happens, I would be delighted to have a one-on-one session with you. You can find the info on my website, which is marioncloetes.com. You'll find the links. I also put the link in the show notes on the episode. And it's basically a really good way to, yeah, change your, what's coming in my head is change your thoughts, change your life. And it's, you know, I love taglines. And it is so true, because when you go deep in your thoughts, when you go through maybe an emotional thing happening in your life at the moment, something that you're struggling with, something that you've been struggling with for years, for example, feeling confident around new people, being able to talk about your work, feeling jealous of other people, feeling like you'll never find love, you know, like anything that you kind of repeat to yourself on a basis and that makes you question like, am I normal? I can help you with that. Let me say as a preamble that yes, you are normal. And I've seen and I've spoken with a lot of people, and the crazier we think we are, the actually more normal we are, because we're all humans having a human experience and we're all pretending to know what we're doing, and we don't really know from most of the part, and that's fine. It's not so much about being in control and knowing what we're doing in the grand scheme. It's more about being present in the moment and doing what we think best with love. Obviously, always with and from a point of love. So if you want help with that, I do one-on-one hypnosis session. So we focus on the hypnosis as kind of how I'm packaging it at the moment. Kind of going deep into subconscious where everything happens anyway. More than 90% of your activity is actually regulated by your subconscious. So when you want to change and be more positive, you can do it with your mind, but it's kind of the equivalent, your conscious mind that is, but it is kind of the equivalent of trying to climb a mountain with the wind in your face. You can do it, of course, but you're not going to get a medal for all the effort when you could actually get your subconscious work for you and have this wind kind of carrying you to the top in a very quick time. Hypnotherapy is the fastest, most efficient form of therapy. So that's it. So hypnotherapy, obviously all my work includes some coaching around emotional issues, some finding some concrete solutions to your problem, and some spiritual woo-woo shit, because, you know, that's in everything I do anyway. So even if I didn't want to, it'd be there. And I am also having a last thing next week, hypnosis workshop for business owners, where we're going to talk about being visible. So the reasons we're scared of being visible, of talking about our work, of showing up for people or community or clients, is because deep down we're scared of being rejected. And that's even more true when we are very authentic, sensitive people who pour our heart and soul into our offers, into our business. So if you know you're holding yourself back, if you know you could turn up the volume to which you're speaking about your work, and you like that to happen, I really invite you to have a look at the info on my page. I'll also put the link in the show notes. It's a very, very accessible workshop. It's 30 euros, which is less than $40. I consciously made it very, very affordable, so anyone could join and be a part of that. So I'll let you read all the details on my website. This episode has been long enough already. I hope you enjoyed it. I sure did. And that's about it. Have a great day. Always remember, from love with love, and the only way you can be sexy is by being you and by being bold. And I hope that this insights in my self-love routine have been inspiring for you, and I'll see you soon. Bye.